When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, if he told you that, then that's what we need more of. We need reps. Me and him need more reps. That's what we got to do. That's the secret sauce to me being able to connect with all these guys. You guys see Jonnu here? Like, that's the secret sauce. If we miss a throw, if we're off on a throw in the team practice or in a routes on air rep, like, we'll get together in whatever time we have, whether it's after or during while the defense is on, and we'll get those reps made up. Telling him what I see, and then him also telling me how he feels with running it. So that has a lot to do with reps for sure.
That was Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. And so that was Tua Tagovailoa after Tyreek had said, hey, man, I'm just dropping the ball, and I think it's lack of practice, just not getting enough work. And I'm like, that's on you, man. Tua's right. Like, hey, you want to work on it, brother? I'm always here for you, man. Just let me know what you want to do there. Anyway, Omar Kelly joins us this morning. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How you doing?
Man, I'm hanging in. I got, you know, in my case, I have a head cold, so that means it's a huge head cold, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I'm good. Omar, man, help me out. What'd you think about, before we get into the game and everything, Tyreek and obviously Tyreek and his quarterback have not been on the same page over the last couple of games. Well, you think the biggest problem is lack of practice reps?
I think it's a contributing problem. Tyreek basically said that my teammates know all that I've been going through, so they understand. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what have you been going through? Outside of, you know, playing the season with a lot of attention focused on you and, you know, having a hurt wrist, which, you know, I've never seen you even wear a wrist brace for.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Tyreek is, and he talked about it, and I do agree with him, because I see Tyreek on a regular basis. I deal with Tyreek on a regular basis. I go to talk to him after games, wins and losses. And he's like, yeah, this has been a challenging season, probably my most challenging season, but I'm appreciative for it because it's helped me mature. And it's taught me that this game isn't easy, even though I've made it look easy. And so he hopefully this growth, these struggles leads to growth. And, you know, yesterday everybody knows Tyreek didn't play a good game yesterday. Despite scoring a touchdown, I mean, three catches for 27 yards, yeah, and one touchdown.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's not Tyreek numbers, but that's what he's been doing all season. And I think he came out and he volunteered to talk, and he talked first, and he you know, I'm glad he stepped up, he manned up, and he's like, even though this was a win, I gotta justify myself, yeah, for why I'm playing the way that I played.
He was disappointed over on the bench. I saw some close-ups, and you could tell he was, I mean, it wasn't like he was mad at anybody. He was just like, damn, I know, and everybody else watching this game knows I did not play well in this game.
Yeah.
And if I'm not on the same page as my quarterback, that's probably on me as well, a lot of it for freelancing some reps and being as sharp as I should be. So I just got to get in this part, Omar, because I got hit with it right away. They played their ass off. They played as hard as possible for Mike. I told everybody they're going to play hard. Nobody's quitting on that team. And they are going to have a chance after that disappointing loss to go 3-0 in these last three games and go 9-8 on the season. And so people are like upset. So does that mean we're keeping everybody? Does that mean all of a sudden, because they're 9-8 and the owner's jumping up and down all excited with Tom Garfinkel I go, it could happen. Yes, that could be the difference.
I don't think it could happen. I think it will happen. I feel a certain way. I feel like, you know, if we keep doing the same thing, why are we going to expect different results? Which is fine if you don't expect different results. But the one thing that I am concerned with, and should be the one thing that could force Steve Ross to do something, is the apathy. And when this fan base checks out, you know they check out, Joe. They're gone, and it's very difficult to get them to come back in. And I think this is also a very unique market, and I'm trying to think of what markets are like it, maybe outside of Atlanta, where very few people are like me who grew up in South Florida and grew up Dolphin fans. And yes, I just admitted I'm a Dolphin fan. And Barry. You know, very few people, everybody's a transplant, so it's easy for them to just check out. You know, this is the local team and they pay attention, but when they struggle or when they don't play well, they're like, oh, well, you know, they just check out. And my fear is that we run it back, which I think we definitely are going to run it back. One way or the other, we're going to run it back. But then we get the same results and then we're like, gosh darn it, why did we do that when the same thing happens?
Yeah, so that's I kind of got that feel just from the vibe of the owner and everybody yesterday. Like I felt a little bit like they felt like we got a playoff position or something because they were kind of pumped up. So I think they do come back. Obviously, going to be big turnover as far as the roster goes. They'll be getting rid of a lot of guys. But if people are looking for changes as far as Chris Greer. I don't think it's going to happen, and they're going to tell you why, and you're like, wow, I can't even believe this came up. I mean, my God, you're like, oh, okay.
How do you guys not see what we see? And a team that was injured, and you know, we almost made it, and you know, if we would have had some lucky bounces here and there, you know, maybe against Arizona and maybe against Buffalo, you know, we would have been in the playoff picture. But I mean, Joe, you know, that's the same story we hear every year and that's what I wrote. That, you know, it was a smile. It was the big cheesy smile from Steve Ross that was just like, yeah, we ain't doing nothing. This is it, and we're gonna run it back. And I think they have a right to run it back. Let's finish out what we start before we press the reset button. And if they don't feel like they finished it out, because I think the only thing that probably could have done it is, let's say they lose and then they lose another game and then they have a losing record.
Right. On that. I told everybody. Oh, I see the bio, and the bio says another winning season for Chris Greer. Right in the front, Chris Greer, another winning season. First time in such and such history going back to bup.
And it's the first time since 1997 to 2003, just so I know it, I've written it. And that's important. That's progress. But here's the thing. Is it enough progress to take us over the hump? Everybody knows that this is a good franchise. They're a competitive franchise. The question is, are they a title-contending franchise? And will they be a title-contending franchise? And what do they need to do to be a title-contending franchise? There's a lot of work to be done and a lot of rebuilding to do. And, you know, we're probably going to run it back, which is fine.
Fine.
I mean, fine.
So look, we have a good team. We do. We have a good team. We have a good team. But it's not a great team. It's not. I watch those games. It's not the other guys are playing. It's not Pittsburgh. It's not Baltimore. It's not Kansas City. It's not Buffalo. Don't we want to be in that party a little bit, though?
Yeah. I mean, but they believe that they can build it, Joe. They believe they can build it and build it right. And look, hey, they made changes to the offensive line, Joe, and all of a sudden the run game came back. Look at that. Look at there. You know, it's not the bad tattling evaluation. It's, you know, hey, maybe it's just a, you know, change here and there, Joe.
I think it's a little more change here and there, though, with some of this roster at certain positions on both sides of the football, to be fair, right? I mean, so here's what I'm afraid of in the offseason, and this is a conversation I was going to have with you later, but what the hell. So I just want people to be strong enough and not be in love with guys and or just put a lot into a guy on a draft pick. If he can't play, man.
Yeah.
Let him go. Stop the love. It is a cold-hearted business.
Isn't
Don't
it?
Worry about it. It makes you look bad, or I know I can get more out of him. I'm going to keep him. And that's a combination of GM and head coach I'm talking about. That you just have to have honest and go, hey, man, we've given you enough time, man. It just hasn't happened. Or no, I can't fall in love with my backup quarterback. I have to take an honest look in the mirror.
Yup. And I mean, you watch. Remember those practices where Tua didn't practice in the offseason?
Yes.
And they looked like trash. You should have said to yourself as an organization, hey, we need to do better than this. And they didn't. Liam Eichenberg, you know, God bless Liam. He tries hard, but he's probably the worst guard in the NFL. And all of a sudden, the 1 week that he gets replaced by, you know, or shares snaps with Isaiah Wynn, all of a sudden the run game returns after a 6 week hiatus. And then it's Isaiah Wynn whose block springs Devon Achane.
Right.
Oh, just imagine if you've actually had a guard that could actually spring Achane in earlier points of the season. We'll see, Joe. But yeah. they gotta build this thing back. And the question is, do you have confidence and belief that they can build it back and build it back better?
Well, that's the thing, and your fan base doesn't believe that. Whether it can happen or not. And the other thing is, listen, Mike called a great game yesterday. He put together one of his best games, I thought, for everything considering that. What they went through, he ran the ball. I love some of the play calling. And it was a game that Tyreek, you know, could have been better, right, with the Tyreek. They got him in one-on-one situations. But Mike's safe, by the way. And I got no problem with that. I think it's best for Tua, and I have no problem. I want Mike back. The question will be the guy at the top. I mean, if we're going to be real honest, the guy is the guy over the top. So – I don't know, and I know I had a little Perk talk yesterday and got with Perk a little bit because, you know, Perk's been floating all over. If keep everybody for another year, well, if you get rid of him, he must take a little heat. I don't know if you were with Perk yesterday because he was like, well, if you're going to get rid of him, you got to get rid of both of them.
No, you don't.
Get rid of both of them, so. But I think everybody's safe, so we might be wasting our time here. We are
wasting our time, so breath.
I'm glad you said that. All right, and if you had a first pick right now, your selection would be what position? Not player, but what position it would be?
Probably a defensive tackle. It's harder to find in this draft. Go find you a new Christian Wilkins because, you know, Zach Sealer can't do it alone. And Calais, you know, hopefully – Calais, I honestly think this might be his final season. And hopefully they – as I told you, they hopefully they will cut him probably before the season finale so
will
that he can go.
And
Joe, I'm dead serious, man. Like,
and by the way, he made a play yesterday, won't show up on the stat sheet. On that interception.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cater, that ball, you're going, what the hell was with that throwing? Big Calais was right in his face as he's throwing it.
He's a good player. I hope he does end up with, you know, the Lions or the Ravens or the Chiefs and wins it all. I'd be so happy for him because 17 years, 900 tackles, Joe.
No, he has stuffed the stat sheet, man. He has stuffed the stat sheet in his career. But you and I just, we're a little different. Like, I don't want to sit and watch the playoffs and watch Calais Campbell making a tackle
would not,
for
the
Ravens.
Only thing you, that would be the only thing you got to root for, Joe. Like,
I want to root for him in this uniform. He looks really good in that Dolphin uniform.
He can come back in this uniform. If you want him to come back, you know what you do? You let him go. You want him to come back and you want him to play, you let him free. That's what they say about the ladies, Joe. If you love them, let them go. You understand what I'm saying?
No, they don't tell me that. I haven't had a lot of that anyway, but no. I love you, but go date somebody else. I love you. I really love that feeling where I can't eat macaroni and cheese because my heart's broken. Yeah, I don't, you know, man.
Listen, if you let him go, he might be back. He might come back, right. And it comes back to you, it's yours. You know what I'm saying? That's the old saying, Joe.
Hey, by the way, before I let you go, too, did you not send me a picture, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did, Joe. I did. I did. That was I figured you'd like that one.
Oh, man, did I? You are too much, man. You are. Omar, you are too much, brother. You are too much. I laughed my ass off. I ain't going to lie to you. I got that, and I was like, look at that.
Only for you, Joe. I was out till 4 a.m. this morning, like, you know, trying to enjoy myself in my holiday season.
I thought you were going to take it easy. I thought we had a goal till the first of the year.
I am, Joe. I ain't taking them. Well, okay. I mean, I'm not.
Not what?
I'm not doing the dance till the new year.
What's that mean? You're not sleeping with them, or you're just flirting? What are you telling me?
I'm not doing the dance. I'm just, you know, I'm gonna do. You know, I'm just gonna entertain.
All right.
Just have fun.
All right. Well, I wish you the best in having fun then over the next couple of weeks. So anyway, Omar, appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
All right.
We didn't get a lot accomplished, but I think we're both on the same page of where this thing's heading. So anyway, we'll leave it at that.